Thank you for coming along, everybody. My name is Nick Dimes. I'm a principal partner in a PR agency called Dimes & Sillitoe, but I'm also a director of the APRS, and I will be chairing this evening's event.
As lately as yesterday, we had a guy who's come over from the States to talk about webinars, whatever that is. Yeah, made up word of the day, a webinar.
I actually discovered it because we plotted the number of inquiries against sales over a year. And we looked at it and we said, wait a minute, is that actually both the same? No, wait a minute, they're on different scales. They actually look the same shape, just different numbers. And we said, hang on a minute, you know, just multiply that by that. Oh, right, it's a bit easier, isn't it?
So we're over in Acton in West London. Again, what you said, Malcolm, about location, people said location, location, location. That's what matters. We found that being in Acton really doesn't matter that much, but people have told us time and time again, isn't it fantastic that you've got a big car park? And, you know, if people are bringing lots of big double bases, it is a bonus. But like you said, on some days, maybe it's okay. Something that irritates people, and on other days, they're really happy to have that.
So is that... Okay, so
it's a plus point, but not the major plus point.
No, but it is a plus point.
Because I did a diploma in marketing, so I was told right from the beginning that it was essential that you monitored every single activity and you spent lots of time on this, but I quickly found that that was bullshit.
I was going to come to that.
But the reality is that you shoot for the stars. You try to monitor it, and the moment you realize that you're spending time on this when you could be spending time generating demand, actually making money, then you have to stop.
One of the things that always amazed me in my days at Sound on Sound were the number of companies who failed to send product information or services information to our news editors. And I would talk to people at shows and gatherings and say, you're doing something really interesting. I'd see something on a exhibition stand. I haven't had a press release from you about it or any information. And they'd say, I sort of haven't got around to it, really. And that'll cost me anyway, won't it? Or don't I have to take some advertising in order to appear in your pages? There's an awful lot of people who don't realise you can just send this information and it's free. And there's a limited amount of space, of course, in magazines, but that's one area where websites, I think, are improving things. There's more space to put stuff up. But it's important that you're, as Dave said back at the start of our discussion, it's important that, and as Giles has said as well, where you place your advertising or your marketing is in a vehicle that is something that people see. It's, as Giles said, it's no good just to have a website now and put your information up there. Everybody's got a website, so that's not going to help you.